On August the 15th, 1977, a radio telescope called the Big Ear detected a radio signal from somewhere in the vicinity of the constellation Sagittarius. And this is the printout from that night. You can see that somewhere around 10:15 Eastern Standard Time, a very bright radio signal pulsed in. It looks something like this. Let's sketch it out. It was a pulse with a width of around 72 seconds, and the peak intensity, the peak brightness, was over 30 times the brightness of the background radio emission from the galaxy. So it's fascinating. And it came in on a wavelength that SETI believes an intelligent civilization might choose. The wavelength was 21 centimetres. That's the wavelength of light, of radio waves emitted from hydrogen atoms. So the whole sky glows at that wavelength. And back in the 1950s, radio astronomers speculated that if an alien civilization wanted to communicate with us, then they might well choose that very special, natural wavelength to send their message. So surprising was this, that when it was spotted a few days later by an astronomer called Jerry Amon, he circled that pulse, that 72-second flash of radio waves, and wrote "Wow" next to it. So this has become known as the Wow signal. Today, over 35 years after the WOW signal was detected, there's still no satisfactory explanation. It doesn't seem to have been local, a military signal or a satellite, and indeed nobody's supposed to transmit at the hydrogen line frequency. It's reserved for radio astronomy. Since the WOW signal, we've heard nothing. We've searched in more detail, with better telescopes, more systematically. By no means exhaustively, by the way. I think we could do much more. But we've searched and we've heard nothing.